Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. It's time for Breaking Chains on YAT Radio. So suit up in your full armor of God with your host, Pastor Roderick Williams, as we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.
Amen, amen, amen. That's exactly what we do. We greet you in the name of God the Father, God the Son, Jesus, and God the Holy Spirit. Good evening to you. Welcome to Breaking Chains, the special assignment where we come on and discuss with individuals, businesses, ministries, companies, what is their special assignment from God to give back to the community? What are they doing to build up their neighborhoods, the community, and surrounding areas? Let us open up with prayer. Most heavenly and gracious Father, we come in the name of your Son, Jesus the Christ, the way, the truth, and the life, in the power of the Holy Spirit, as we bind up tonight all of these evil spirits in the earth right now, Father God. Everything that is not of you in the land right now, Father God, we bind it up right now in the name of Jesus the Christ, O Lord. Father God, we ask you to comfort those and give those strength, Father God, for those that have lost loved ones during this time with the virus, Father God, the coronavirus, Father God, that have those that are unhealthy and sick right now, Father God, with every situation in their bodies, minds, and spirit, Father God, we ask for healing right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Father God, we ask the angels to come and be dispatched and cover us right now, Father God, and sit on our microphones, sit on the towers, Father God, on the world wide web, Father God, and protect us as we go out and spread your word, God. We pray over your people tonight, Father God. We lift up the name of Jesus, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray tonight. Amen, amen, amen. Everybody, put on your full armor of God. Suit up. It's to break chains. It's a special assignment. We got to let them know how good God's been. Welcome to the special assignment on YAT Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's a very beautiful moment right now. We got a very special guest with us here today. Kenny K. Love the Dream, you know what I mean? He's going to bless us with what God has given him, you know what I'm saying? Wave your hands in the air. Hey, if God has brought you out of anything, sing along with us today.
Oh, Lord, you've been good to me.
I can't see you.
Stood by my side and kept me safe while I was in the street.
Yes, sir.
Lord, I thank you for all the blessings that you've bestowed on me. Sometimes I want to give up this fight.
You was there when I didn't even ask for backup. Hey, times when I was about to act up, I know it was you that told me to put the strap up. I remember when I first started my rebelling. I was a church boy, look at me now, I'm a felon. And it's a blessing when I look back at your mercy and your grace. When I'm correct, that should've killed me. Took the pistols in my face. Hey, to your love, I can see no end. That's why I'm repping God. Another man is C-O-N. And it don't matter how you see your win. You put your faith in Jesus Christ, and brother, you gon' win. See, I'm a living witness, and it's my prayer that everybody listening get this. Ayy, gotta wash your dirty dishes, give you new life and put you back in business. I know, cause he's been
good to me. Stood by my side and kept me safe while I was.
Good to me.
amen, amen. That's my man, Drew Tony. Take him out on the Williams Music Group on all digital outlets. Been good to me. God has definitely been good to me. I know he's been good to you. Welcome back to Breaking Chains, a special assignment. It's a Monday evening. Got a special guest on tonight. This is where we come in tonight. Our prayer is that when we bring on guests on Mondays and every night, that you get educated in the facts brought your way of the things that are going on in our communities and all around in our surrounding areas throughout the world. And these are people and individuals and organizations that come in that are helping people throughout the land. And also just to wake you up on some things that you can get involved in, okay? We thank you for tuning in. Tonight we got a special guest, young man coming up through the ranks of the kingdom of God, been through some things just like all of us that are out here in the battlefield for the Lord. This young man here has a story to tell, and one reason why I wanted him on tonight because we had a conversation with him when he first came on the air with us last week, and he helped to get an understanding to the people about the gap that's between the young generation and the older generation in the church. And one of the main problems is that by that gap being there, we have to find a way to be able to close that gap. So by having this young man come in and be aboard, this is a blessing, and we thank God for it. So tonight I introduce to you Minister Shamar Ellerby, and this young man here has a story to tell, and we're going to hear the story tonight. God bless you, and good evening, Minister. How you doing tonight, sir?
How you doing? Up in here. Let's get it.
Hey, man, let's get it in. I'm glad to have you here, man. Let's break some chains tonight, man. You were on with us last week, but tonight is your night, man, because when you came on last week, we asked you some questions that we have a young minister, actually a young prophet that's a part of the ministry. He's out, and he's very busy. He's in the field a lot. Young Yasher, our young prince there, he's very busy, and we miss him a lot here, but he's one of our young men in the ministry. But you coming in, being here as well, is a blessing because we get to hear another story. And why don't you tell us first and foremost, you had in your bio that you sent me, and I broke it down to make it sound a little nice online, but now I want you to bring it hardcore. So let's take the gloves off. You had a very hardcore life, and yourself, man, and take the microphone, man, and start, and I'll pitch in where I want to ask the questions. Introduce yourself, young brother, and go ahead and go for it.
Well, my name is Shamar Ellerby. I was born December 2nd, 1981, Smithfield, North Carolina. Growing up in North Carolina, because everybody think North Carolina is this vacation, place to go on vacations, but don't sleep on North Carolina because North Carolina got some hardcore places. Growing up, I was bullied a lot. Also, when I was growing up, and over the years, as I was bullied, you know, I got tired of it. I quit running. I had made a list of everyone that bullied me, that put their hands on me. I was going to kill them. I stole my cousin's gun. My cousin was staying with us at that point in time. I stole my cousin's gun because I was trying to go on the shooting spree. I was trying to kill everybody on that list. And that's not even including, you know what I'm saying, my mom's boyfriend. You know what I mean? But that night, you know what I'm saying, God, I knew it was God, you know what I'm saying, protecting those people, because right now those people ain't supposed to be here. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, as I grew up, you know, I got older, I got into other criminal activities, selling dope, robbing, credit card fraud, making checks, you know, doing everything I can do to get money, you know what I'm saying? Because back then, kids our age from 14, 15, 16, we had nothing to do in North Carolina because the government and the city took everything away from us. So that's all we had to do was criminal activity. You know, and then back in 2000, 2001, I got busted and caught in Richmond, Virginia. I was looking at 40 years in the penitentiary, in federal penitentiary, you know, but God got me up out of that too. You know what I mean? And that's all I got.
Okay. So let's stop there because let's stay on that side of the road first before we cross the street. Because let's stay on the dark side. Because right now, I want to stay there simply because a lot of our young people are traveling down a dark road. I'm not going to put a percentage on that like a lot of people out in the world want to put a percentage so they can destroy the mindset of our young people. But I want to say a lot of our young people are on the dark side right now. So let's stay on your dark side for a second. And let me say this. You coming on, we discussed this on last week. A couple of things that put a gap there. So I want to give shouts out though to your auntie because you know this show tonight is going to break some chains with some parents and some adults that can probably bridge some gaps with their young children or with anybody that's of age from teenagers on up. So you can understand some things. I want everybody to really pay attention tonight. To this young minister that's going to help some break some chains. So, Evangelist Kathy, God bless you. We love you for what you have done by bringing your nephew aboard because he's going to break some chains tonight. So thank you. Shouts out to Apostle Gant because I know he's listening. Here you go, minister, because I got to call you what you are. When you said that you made the list, you were being bullied. Let me say that first before I ask about the list. You were being bullied. A lot of young people are going through that today. So talk about the bullying right now, because how does a parent, the adult, identify a young person being bullied? How do we as adults identify that and deal with that and cope with that and address that? How would you suggest that we do that now since you had to travel that road?
You know, parents, period, whether you old school mama or new school mama, you know, saying parents or their fathers, whatever, they're not paying attention because kids start to isolate themselves because they don't want to be around nobody, they don't want friends. That was me. I didn't want no friends. I didn't want to hang with nobody. Oh, what's wrong? Oh, I've had nothing. You know what I mean? But deep down inside, I was like, man, I'm tired of going outside. You know what I'm saying? People are always putting their hands on me and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? I say this to all parents, all ages. You know, pay attention to your child. You know what I mean? Pay attention to your child. You know, because some kids don't take bullying, you know what I'm saying, well at all. You know what I'm saying? Some kids just take themselves out of the game. You know, and give up the ghost. You know, some suicide because they can't handle it. You know what I mean? And the parents don't see. They're not paying attention to their children. That's why so many children now is committing suicide, all because of bullying. You know what I'm saying? I say pay attention to your child, point blank. Sit down and talk to them. Spend some time with them. Get to know what's going on in your child's life outside of home.
Okay. So that's a good point you made. When they start isolating themselves and pulling away, something's wrong, mm-hmm. and they need to pay attention to that because that's a big gap because a lot of parents are doing other things and not paying attention to their children. And this is not to, this is, and I'm going to say something, this is not to put anybody down, but you know, a lot of our children, have traveled down roads because of the lack there of attention of mom and dad. Okay.
Right.
So let's all identify with that, you know. And I can step out front and say that, you know, I was one of those dads that worked out of town. So, you know what I'm saying? When I had to come home and spend time when I could with my children. So, you know what I'm saying? I wasn't always there 24/7. So I'm one of those dads that was guilty of that. You know what I'm saying? I thank God that, you know what I'm saying? You know, they went through some things. My son goes through some things, but you know what I'm saying? I thank God that they're still here, because some parents have lost their children because, like you just said, because of bullying, because of different things that's going on. So tell me about the list, man. Was the bullying so bad that, you know, it pushed you to want to murder?
Yeah, it did. That list had, like, it came to a point where I couldn't even come outside. I couldn't even go to the park, play basketball, do nothing. The time I leave my house, my porch, you know what I mean? It'd be a group of kids, a group of you know what I'm saying, you know, kids my age, even old, even kids that was in high school, you know what I'm saying, back then, I was like in middle school. It was people, you know what I'm saying, and even kids in high school used to put their hands on. So it got to a point where, you know, and go ahead, I'm going to name everybody that ever put their hands on me, and they out of here. I'm going to kill all of them. Couldn't go nowhere. But staying out. I got tired of running. I got tired of staying in the house. So, you know, I said, today, I'm handling my business today.
So on that note right there, when our young people are out here now shooting and murdering each other, and the statistics are high, what do you say to a situation like that today? Because something that you almost crossed the line on, thank God you didn't. However, there are young people that have crossed those lines. What is it that you think has pushed them to that point? What triggered, what is it that what switch clicks? What is it that triggers them? You know what I'm saying? Because you were triggered. You know what I'm saying? God intervened, but what triggers? What is it?
The thing that triggers is that spirit of anger. That spirit of anger, you know, if you can't control it, you know what I'm saying? If you can't control it and you don't tell nobody, that spirit of anger can take over, like in a split second. Spirit of anger. What triggers these kids today? You know what I'm saying? Be out here killing, shooting everybody. Because they're angry. They're upset. You know what I mean? Some of these kids are doing it, you know what I'm saying? Because they're angry because maybe their dad was never there. Maybe their mom really don't care nothing about them. So they turn to the street. They turn to the street for the love that they was looking for at home. So they figure, if I can't get love at home, if I can't get the love at home, I'm going to turn to the homies in the streets. You know what I mean? The homies in the streets won't show me love. But not knowing that love that the streets are showing, that's just fake love. That's not real love.
That's right.
So that's what it is. It's a spirit of anger. The generation now is upset. They pissed. They angry. They wake up angry. They go throughout this life angry because nobody cares about them.
And that's something, that spirit of anger is the anger of Satan, is a spirit of Satan anyway. You know what I'm saying? Satan is the most angriest, you know, fallen angel, because he is the one. He's the one. You know, he's angry. And he was angry when he was with God, because he wanted to be better than God. So when you got that kind of spirit on you, that's a spirit that's very demanding. It's going to pull, and it's going to pull at you. and you have to have people that are praying. And if you're not praying, you got to, you know what I'm saying, you got to have some prayer warriors, man. And a young person that fighting with God. So what was your relationship with God back then when you was going through that though, man? When that switch hit, when that trigger went off, what was your relationship then?
Back then, I ain't gonna lie. You know, back then, I didn't have no relationship with God. You know, I knew there was a God. I believed in God, but I didn't have that intimate relationship with God. You know what I mean? I used to talk to God like, God, you know, if I go outside today, I don't know what it's gonna be. You know what I mean? And sometimes I feel like, hey, you know, so why God let this happen to me? You know what I'm saying?
But now, as
I'm older now, I understand, okay, this was a whole process. You know what I'm saying? This is going to be my ministry. This is going to be my ministry. So everything that I go through now, I recognize it like, okay, I went through this, I went through that when I was here. This is going to be my ministry. I understand now, but back then, I didn't understand. The only thing I understand was the door.
Okay, yeah. You was on the door. Right. You was on the dark side.
Yeah. You know, so some of the stuff, some of the things in my life, my own family don't even know half of the stuff. My own family don't know half of the stuff. I don't, you know, because back then, I was sneaky. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, around my family, I'm happy, I'm laughing, cutting jokes, you know what I'm saying? But when I'm in the street, you know, it's game time, you know what I'm saying? Away from them, it's game time.
Right. So, and you saying that then, tonight, family, welcome to the World Wide Web of Shamar Ellaby then, huh? You know, so this testimony is powerful because you breaking chains not only in your life, your family life, but you know, in somebody else's life that's listening. So you know what I'm saying, we thank God. You see God in this one right here, you know what I'm saying, because some serious chains just broke. You know, you just said something that was powerful because you say my family didn't know I had these things, so guess what, the chains broke now. So, you know, much more success will come in. So let's talk about, let's keep going, man. You know, because the things that you were doing, a lot of our young people, and not even young, just even that young generation, even some of our middle class and people are still doing it. I have a partner, man, that was doing check fraud, credit card fraud, and in federal prison right now for it. And so that's very serious. That's something that's still going on right now. Credit card fraud, all of that is very serious out here today, you know. And that's where the hackers come in. You know what I'm saying? That's what they know that today. You know what I'm saying? They don't have to do it the way you did it in the streets. They can just sit in their computer right now and get it all done, you know. Talk about that lifestyle, man. What led you from how did you go from, you know, getting your mindset off of a list and change your mind of that gunshot, you know what I'm saying? Was that when you opened your eyes and changed your mind about the list when you accidentally shot yourself?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, even, you know what I'm saying, that when I got shot, you know, I asked something, you know, the gun went off when I had it in my hand, not knowing that a snub nose had a hair trigger. I mean, that was a sign right there from God, like, yo, you ain't doing it. This is not what you're doing. Because I got more plans. If you do this, you're going to ruin your life forever. I got plans for you.
Amen. Amen to that now. So, right.
Yeah,
so after that, then what?
Then, you know, after that, you know, I went from... Not paying attention to the signs, I went back in the street. I went back to it. You know, I didn't fully get a change until I got locked up. When I got locked up in Virginia, that's what changed me. You know what I'm saying? Like, after that shot, like, some of that stuff, some stuff in my life changed as far as being angry, upset all the time. You know, when I was young, because all the bullying stopped. All the bullying stopped. Cause I told him, I said, "Really? You ain't supposed to be here right now. God looked out. God saved you." Everybody, day after that, everybody left me alone. I don't know how, you know, I think my childhood friend showed the people these lists, the list, and all of a sudden everybody just left me alone. So when everybody left me alone, I went from angry to being all right, where I can walk the street, store free, nobody bothering. But I didn't fully get a change, a full 360 turnaround, you know, until I got locked up. When I got locked up, everything changed. So I was like, all right, I didn't try enough, because I almost lost everything. I'm not even supposed to be here, so I give glory to God, because I'm not even supposed to be here right now, walking around these streets.
So what would you say to our young people right now that are out here in the streets, you know, acting out because they weren't given any love, or some love was absent, something was absent from their life? Because one thing about it is that sometimes they're not listening to reason all the time. And sometimes, you know, sometimes you have to go to their level, and everybody's not on their level to be able to speak to them. What could you say to our young people, young adults that are listening right now, about how to make that change?
I say first, and let their parents know how they feel. You know what I mean? Once they tell their parents, you know, how much, you know, what they feel on the inside, how, you know, what they're going through, like, communicate with your parents. You know, because when you get that parent love, that motherly love, that father's love, that can break that anger. Pure love can break that anger. You know what I mean? Talk to somebody. Let somebody, go to a mentor. Go to your pastor. If you don't want to go to your parents, go to your pastor. You got a pastor. If your mama go to church, grandma go to church, go to their pastor. You know what I'm saying? Because I say talk to somebody before it's too late. Let somebody know what's going on in your life. Get that anger off your shoulders. Because if you don't, one day too, it's going to be too late. And then when it's too late, that judge is going to be right there going to give them football numbers. And you're going to mess up your life. Because you're holding on to your past. You're holding on to your past. You're holding on to that anger. But to where you gotta let that go. Let that go. Be free. Let that go.
Okay. So when you tell them to let it go, go talk to someone. What about because, you know, let's keep it real, because we know there's some, man, I ain't listening to that. I ain't studying that, because I was down that road when I was young a little bit too. Man, I don't want to hear that. I'm going to do my thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You said this last week. You brought it up last week. So, you know what I'm saying? Keep up with that. You're just going to go straight to hell. You know what I'm saying? So, come at it. Come, tell them about that side of it.
I mean, it's either, you know what I'm saying, two things. It's going to happen to you. If you don't want to listen to nobody, you don't want to listen to nobody. Nobody can tell you what to do. You're going to do what you want. You're going to do things that's going to happen to you. You're going to go to jail, or you can go to hell. When you go to jail, you're going to want to die and go to hell, you know what I'm saying? Because jail is almost just like hell.
Mm.
You know what I mean? You got people telling you what to do. In jail, you got people telling you what to do, when to get up, how to do it, when to go to the bathroom, what color you need to boo-boo that thing out of. In hell, the devil ain't going to tell you what to do. He's just going to torture you. Whatever your sin was, that's what you're going to get tortured. Eternally, burning, gnashing of the teeth. Those people right there, you have to be straight up for it. With them, let them know. You here today, you can be gone tomorrow. If you want to die, go ahead and do your thing. Like you said, I'm going to let you do your thing. But you're going to regret it for the rest of your life. Your decision is going to make you regret it. You got to be straightforward with them people.
So what made you what made you choose the light? Because you in the light now.
Well, you know, when I came home, I had dib and dab in Islam. Came home, I was a Sunni Muslim when I came home. I was in jail. I was a Sunni Muslim. What made me come to the light? It was like God was tugging on me, until one day, my back then she was my girlfriend, but my wife now, she went to church. She's like, come to church with me. I was open. I was like, yeah, I'll go to church with you. And God was tugging on my heart then. When we tugged on, I went up there. I renounced Islam, and I converted to, you know what I'm saying, Christianity. You know what I'm saying? But I knew Islam wasn't where I was supposed to be at. You know, I was just going there just to, you know what I'm saying, you know, look cool. How they say when you come home, you know what I'm saying, from jail, you know, so many people be still the Muslims. So that's what I did, but took me away from there. Like, no. Come on home. Because I had a praying grandma. My grandma prayed. And that's what made God tug on me, and brought me on me. Because my grandma be on her knees praying for all her kids and all her grandkids. Her prayer made me come to Christ.
So, here's the thing now. Tell us about your ministry now, because, see, you made a turn that a lot of people let me ask you this before I go there. Let me ask you this, because I've heard this question before. Why is it when everybody goes to prison, a lot of people, I ain't going to say everybody, when you go to prison, you go in and you become a Muslim? What's that all about?
Man, you know, To me, I did it, you know what I'm saying, so I can wear little beanies, you know what I'm saying, speak a different language, you know, just look cool, you know what I'm saying. But for other people, when they go in, they go to the Muslims for protection. That's why so many people go in now, and they turn into Islam, because they go in for protection. The Muslims will protect their brothers in or out of jail. But I didn't go in for protection because I really won't stand no protection.
Okay.
I just want to look cool.
You just want to look cool?
I just want to look cool. That's it. I just want to come home, you know, say blah, 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 blah. And then, oh, that's you. You a Muslim? Oh, yeah, that's me. Oh, okay.
So what you had to study while you were doing that, being a Muslim, why is it so difficult sometimes for the to have understanding? What's the, you know, what is my question on that? Muslims say Jesus was just a prophet, correct?
Right.
Okay, because I don't want to go deep into that conversation. Don't want to do that because we don't want to be Muslim right now. So, yeah.
We're going to say what we want to say. They don't like it. Take it over God. And then what you say?
Amen. That's absolutely right. That's what we do here, Breaking Chains, anyway. So, you know. I just always wanted to know where. You know, we always say we serve the same God, but, you know what I'm saying, we get separated when it comes to worshiping our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. You know what I'm saying? We got the same God, but we don't all believe in Jesus of who he is. We say he exists, but he's not who he say he is. So, you know what I'm saying? They say that somebody on their side is, you know what I'm saying, the chosen one, the Messiah, you know. So and that's all across the different religions. So, you know, it's amazing. But the Christians are the most hated. You know, we're the most hated. You know what I'm saying? We're the ones that's most hunted and killed back in the book of days. Even today, there's no other religion on earth that is hunted down and murdered and killed, beheaded. Or either you stop claiming this Jesus, or we gonna kill you. You know what I'm saying? So there must be some truth. There's some truth in what we believe in. Amen. Yeah. So for Jesus I live, Jesus I die. That's all I got. You know. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about your ministry today. You was hardcore, man, out there in those streets, man, and we thank God that he turned your life around. I don't say to anybody that he did a 360 in our life, because a 360 is actually a complete circle. That means you went back to it. He did a 180. He turned your life around and put you, you know what I'm saying? he put you on the right track and put you on the right path. You know, that narrow road that's, you know, most of the time just overlooked, not even seen. Tell us about your ministry, man.
Well, my ministry now is, it's called Blood Gloss and Royal Bloodline. Royal Bloodline is a ministry. I look out for the younger men, even older men or men my age. Let them know what their worth is. They're king and not peasants. Because God wants us to be kings. You know what I mean? But our men in society, I mean in the government now, they treat us like peasants. You know what I'm saying? Men are the most, how can I say it, carry a lot of burden was on our back. You know, I just let them know what their worth is. Like, hey, man, you're a king, man. You can do this, you can do that. Well, some of them like, man, I can't do it because I got a felony. You know, that's what I say, brother. I'm saying, I got 14 felonies. If God can do it for me, he can do it for you. So we teach a warrior bloodline, man. I teach men that they're kings. They can do it, you know, if they put their trust in God. And also, Warrior Bloodline is where soon in the future is going to be my shirt and fitted hat line.
Okay.
That's what Warrior Bloodline is.
So, looking out for Tell me about what is it that you encourage our men about? You know what I'm saying? You say we carry a lot on us, and of course I know what you're talking about, but you know what I'm saying? I want you to share what it is that you want to say to the men that are listening right now. What would you say to them right now for the brothers out here that are down and out? that feel like what you say, you know what I'm saying? That we can't make it, you know what I'm saying? I can't get through this, you know what I'm saying? It's too much to bear. Don't see no way out. What, you know what I'm saying? And this brother is looking for it, and he see and hear about the royal bloodline, and he's listening right now. And I give out the phone number, 858-357-9137. And he calls in right now. What is it that you can say to this man to help to pull him through right now?
Well, I'll say, first, I just tell him to give his life to Christ. You know what I mean? Because everything happens, like every situation that happens in your life, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes it's not the devil. It's not the devil all the time. You know what I'm saying? It's because sometimes God lets stuff happen in your life so you can, you know what I'm saying, like, yo, I surrender. Surrender your life to Christ and invite God into your situation, and God will turn your life around. Like you said,
that's the truth. Now, see, you said something just then because, you know, I wrote a sermon before, said don't blame the devil. Because we too often want to find someone to blame for situations that we put ourselves in. And the devil is the easiest thing to blame because the devil is a spirit, and it's a spirit of evil. So he has everything evil about him, all kind of evil spirits, everything demonic. So that's the easiest thing to blame. So we will do that real easy. But when
what they don't know is my bad. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
But what they don't know is, you know what I'm saying, the devil can't do nothing without God's permission. Point blank. The devil got to go to God and like, hey, can I? God like, nah. Like, you ain't gonna do that. You can't do it without God's permission. You know what I mean? So when something in your life goes wrong, it's because God let it happen because he want to teach you a lesson and let you know that you can't do nothing without me.
Amen. Amen. Now that's you said something there. That's the truth.
Sorry for cutting you off, but I had to get that out there.
No, I'm glad you got that out there because I was about, you actually pulled, you answered something that I was about to ask about. You know what I'm saying? How can we, I was going to ask you, how can we blame the devil and God's in control? You know?
Yeah.
So, because that's just
there
the truth.
It is. Yeah.
God's in control of everything, you know?
Everything.
And you said something that, you know what I'm saying, God would allow things to happen. It's something that my dad taught us. He used to tell me this all the time, too. Son, nothing just happens. Everything happens for a reason. You know, it's up to you to listen and pay attention to the reason why it happened.
Yep.
You know, God's in control of everything. You know, God controls our lives. God lets things happen. You know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, I'm telling you not to go down this road. I'm telling you not to do it. And you constantly trying to do something I'm telling you not to do. You know what I'm saying? That's our Abba Father. You know what I'm saying? He, you know, he's going to chastise us. He's going to intervene. You know what I'm saying? Thinking about your list. He didn't let you do that because your life was over. You know what I'm saying? But he let you do this over here, but then he stopped it. You know what I'm saying? He locked you up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So he's a God of many chances, man. Many, many chances. And it's up to us how we choose to be obedient, because it's all about obedience and disobedience. You know what I'm saying? You're going to be obedient or disobedient. It's up to you. That's what your life, that's how your life starts. You know what I'm saying? How your life is going to be all about, you know, when you choose to be obedient, give your life to Christ, and turn it over to him and let him have it. You know, we're human. We're human beings, but we're just not regular, normal human beings. You know what I'm saying? I don't like to hear people say, well, you know, I'm still a human being. You know what I'm saying? But you're not just a regular human being. You know what I'm saying? You are God style. You are spiritual. You know what I'm saying? You are a blood-bought human being. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you gave your life up. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, your life don't even belong to you no more. You know what I'm saying? So talk about that right there, man. What it felt like when you gave your life over to Christ, man, and made the move and say, I'm going to do this royal bloodline. I'm going to give my life to Christ. I'm going to become a preacher. I'm going to start doing the work for you, Lord. What made you make that decision, man, and stick to it, you know, and not go backwards? You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of, and let's be honest, we've seen and studied and read about different things that have happened. And, you know, we talk about on here, wolf in sheep clothing, you know what I'm saying? The false prophets, the pulpit pimps, all of that, you know, what would you say to them out there? You know?
One word. I would say to all of them, one word. Repent. Repent. You'll say, okay. God will forgive you if you just repent.
Amen.
Repent and turn away from your wicked ways.
Amen.
Y'all say, when you turn from your wicked ways, the devil or what?
Amen.
God forgive you.
Amen.
You know, I mean, he ain't gonna play no games with you. He ain't gonna play no games with you. You know, because you repent and you go back to pimping, he's gonna shut you down. He's like, you finna have this. Not in my church. You're not. You gonna shut you down. So I say repent before God. Repent willingly before God do it himself.
Amen.
He will make you repent. He will make you repent.
Amen. So tell me about, because coming up at the top of the hour, when we cross over the top of the hour, I wanna ask you some questions. I don't wanna get too deep into that right now, because I wanna ask you, how can we close the gap between our young people and our older generation in the church? But I'm going to save that for the top of the hour. And then we're going to take some questions and answers for you from our online guests hanging on. Let me ask you this. You said that your royal bloodline is going to be, you know, you're going to do some hats and different things with it. Talk about, you said that there are other ways to make money for our young men out here in these streets. You know, selling drugs and robbing people. There are other ways to make money legally without doing all of that.
Right.
Give them a couple of pointers, man, because you know what I'm saying? I've always felt like this. If you out there selling dope, making money, flipping money like that, you know what I'm saying? At least you know how to count. You know how to do something. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Take some kind of something to be keeping up with money and dope. We don't promote it, but you know what I'm saying? Let's get you off the streets and let's get you behind your own business. So what could you say to these young people out here, man, that are listening, and even some of the adults that's out here, still out here on the dark side, man. And, you know, they say, hey, man, this is how I take care of my family. It's all I got. You know, how can we, you know, because they're making money. How can we open the doors to them and listen and hear right now? How can they reinvest instead of in Jordans, but in, you know, probably making some money and setting up a business?
Hey, you know, say, you know, us, I've been racist, you know what I'm saying, but us black men, we was born with that hustle mentality. We was born with it, you know what I'm saying? So going out there and get it is no problem. But take that same hustle mentality, turn it into real estate, multi-family or duplex. Take that money, invest it into some good stock. Start your own car. Do something that you love to do. You know what I mean? Do something that you love to do. You know. But at the same time, take that same hustle mentality and start your own business.
Mm-hmm. Now that's good, because that's good. You know what I'm saying? When I was in Atlanta, when I used to have to go to the school, the high schools up there, I would ask the young people, you know, what is your heart desire? Close your eyes and think of something that you love doing. You know, what is your creative instinct? What do you love doing? And whatever it is that put a smile on your face and give a tingling sensation, you know what I'm saying? Making T-shirts, you know what I'm saying? Being a nurse, a doctor, whatever it is. Those are the things that you need to go after, you know?
Exactly.
That's your heart's desire.
Right. So when I was in elementary, I always wanted to be a police officer. No lie. I always wanted to be a police officer. But all that turned around when I seen the police wasn't helping. I had no help from the police. You know what I mean? So me, that my mindset from being the police, a police officer, went down the drain. I was like, man, bump that. The police ain't trying to help me. I ain't gonna be no police. I was gonna go and get in the streets. But for real, like when I was in elementary, I did want to be a police officer. Law enforcement. I hope he makes it to the FBI or San Juan day.
Interesting.
The lack of support, you know, from like both parents. The lack of support from both parents, you know. That just went down the drain. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love my mom. I love my mama. You know what I'm saying? I mean, she did what she had to do. I'm not fault with her for that. You know what I mean? But I was looking for that support. You know, I just wasn't getting it. I love my dad. Even though he ain't been in my life, you know what I'm saying? Like, one day out of my whole life, he ever been, he been there. I hated him for a long time. But when I came to Christ, I was like, I got to forgive him. Because if I don't forgive him, God ain't going to forgive me. So I forgave him. I loved him. You know what I mean? I had no hatred towards him. But it was just the lack of support. That's where I fell off at.
And that right there in itself is something that's happening right now today. That's real, real heavy and thick in society today, and within our people, black people, dad not there, you know what I'm saying, mom not supportive, and it's not like I said. Let me put my disclaimer out. This is not to put anybody down, step on any toes. This is a young man giving his testimony and having a discussion and breaking chains in somebody's life tonight. So we glorify God for that. But this is something that's real. There are a lot of things that we don't talk about in our homes and in our communities that need to be talked about. And situations like that, though, bring on mental issues. You know what I'm saying? Brings on mental issues that our young people don't know how to get through, don't know how to deal with. Things that are always touring around in their head, and that's nothing but devil. But if they don't know who God is, they can't possibly know who the devil is. You know what I'm saying? Because once you know God, God gonna tell you who everybody else is. You know, because he created everybody. You know, he the boss.
He know you before you even came into the world.
You know what I'm saying? He said he knew you before you was in your mama's womb. So that means I say the last you floating around with your daddy. So you know. So you know, we have to make sure, like right now, the states, the whole country is coming back to getting to a certain status, opening things up, and you know, like coronavirus was just these couple of months. And okay, it's going now, you know, and people still dying every day. And you know, what would you say, because you see a lot of young people that are unmasked, you know, and they're not wearing masks. They just still out here still trying to do their thing. And you know what I'm saying? If you don't see anybody, a lot of adults, being an encouragement, how can our young people be encouraged? You know, and right now your ministry is directed, strictly for young people, but all people, because we don't limit our ministries. But you know what I'm saying? You got a message definitely for young people because it's needed. What would you say to our young people at a time like this right now? Because a lot of them are going to really be frustrated. You know, couldn't play sports, you know, couldn't walk across the stage to get their diploma, couldn't celebrate graduation. You know, a lot of young people going through some things that they didn't ever think would happen to them. A lot of their life, senior life, college, a lot of things being stripped away from them that they can't get back these last couple of months, especially our high school seniors and so forth and so on. What could you say to our young people today, being where you are in your life? What would you say to them today, being a young minister?
I mean, as far as this COVID-19 stuff, I mean, I say, you know, be encouraged, stay in the house, or bail out of the lane. You know what I mean? Because, you know, it's the reason why, you know, it's everybody wants to need to be staying in the house. You know what I mean? So everybody thinks it's going to get better. It's not going to get better. It's going to get worse. People think this COVID-19 is gone now, but what if another plague come on? This is just like back in the Pharaoh days when Moses, when God had told Moses, you know, to tell Pharaoh let his people go. And Pharaoh was like, "Nah, I ain't doing it." And God sent those plagues. This is that time back then. This is what happening now. It's just a recycle. Same thing happened back then, it's happening now. You know what I mean? But I just say just turn to God and be encouraged. Be encouraged, don't worry about nothing. You know what I mean? Stay home, put your mask on. You know what I mean? Stay in the house. You know, because it's not going to get better. Not going to get better. You have to prepare them for the worst.
Okay. Okay. That's good. That's right. Mm-hmm. Got to prepare them. Got to prepare them. And speaking of preparing them, we get ready to come across the top of the hour, and that's where we're going next. We're talking about, are our young people prepared for what's going on in the world today? Has the church prepared our young people? Why is there such a big gap between our elderly and our youth in the church? We're going to talk about that when we come back. You listen to Breaking Chains, a special assignment. Get involved in the conversation, 858-357-9137. We live streaming at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT radio. Our special guest tonight, Minister Shamar Ellerby. We're talking about some serious things. This young brother's giving his testimony tonight. We pray somebody's going to be touched tonight. We'll be all right back. YAT Radio, Breaking Chains, right here. Hang on, y'all.
I've been at it for a while, but it's time for me to get back on it now. Yeah. I've been at it for a while, but it's time for me to get back on it now. Yeah. I've been at it for a while, but it's time for me to get back on it now. Ain't no shackles on me down, no. Ain't no shackles on me now, no. Down, no, not even no devil slowing me down. Cause man, I worship a mountain mover. He done may be a valley walker. Man, I worship a mind renewer. Bring back to my memory what he done taught me. Ain't no shackles slowing me now, no. Ain't no shackles slowing me now. Wake up and I put my armor on. I do that by coming boldly before the throne. It's mandatory. My defense is God alone. I feel the spirit. It's like fire in my bones. Don't get me wrong. I go to church a lot. But that ain't the reason for my relationship with God. It's just he brought me through a lot. When that come to priorities, he on top. And I worship like I'm gone mad. Give it all like the last stand. Threw my past in a trash can. Ain't got nothing to hide like an hourglass. Keep it holy like I'm supposed to. Down for Jesus like a bold fool. God is good to me like soul food. And that's why I love him. I love him so. I tell him ain't no shackles on me down, no. Ain't no shackles on me now, no.
put your hands up. Yeah, put your hands up. If you're really free, put your hands up. Let the people see that you're free, put your hands up. If you're really free, put your hands up. Yeah, go ahead, put your hands up. If you're really free, let me see, cause the people need to see that you're free, put your hands up. I'm radical, can't help that I'm teed up. Finna bounce bad like a re-up. And I'm going hard in the pain, and I represent the same like a Crip doing C's up. Light of the world, people need us. Yeah, it's in the scripture, people need us. But the thing is, when they see us, they don't really see us. They looking at Jesus. And he said that if I be lifted up, he'll draw all men unto him. So I looked at my cross and now I'll pick it up. And I'ma follow him all the way to the end with a grin. Cause I know in the end that I win and I'm in. Cause he saved me from sin and he's seated on the right hand. I lifted up and he's living in me. Can't you tell that I'm free? Ain't no shackles holding me down, no.
No.
Ain't no shackles holding me now, no. Valley Walker, man, I worship a mind renewer. Bring back to my memory what he done taught me. Ain't no shackles holding me down, no. Ain't no shackles holding me now. If you're free, put your hands up. Yeah, put your hands up. If you're really free, put your hands up. Let the people see that you're free, put your hands up. If you're really free, put your hands up. Yeah, go ahead, put your hands up. If you're really free, let me see, cause the people need to see that you're free, put your hands up. Ain't no shackles holding me down, no.
No.
Ain't no shackles holding me now, no.
No.
And it ain't nobody holding me down, no.
No.
Not even no devil's holding me down. Man, I worship a mountain mover.
Oh.
He done made me a valley walker.
Oh.
Man, I worship a mind renewer. Bring back to my memory what he done taught me.
Oh.
Man, I worship a mountain mover. He done made me a valley walker. Man, I worship a mind renewer. Bring back to my memory what he done taught me. Ain't no shackles holding me down, no.
No. No. No. No. No.
Ain't no shackles holding me down, no.
No.
Shackles. Hey, what's going on? Welcome back to Breaking Chains. On this Monday evening, I pray all is well with you. We got a special guest going on tonight. Special guest, Minister Shamar Ellerby. He is on with us tonight, and I tell you, he's had a powerful testimony for you tonight. And I pray all of that has went well for you tonight, and you've gained something in your spirit from him tonight. I've been to the second part of this conversation, and for those that are listening, you know, this young brother was on with us. You already know how we about to come. So if you feel offended, you know, not trying to offend anybody, we just going to come from the way God wants us to come. We're going to come with the truth. All right. Listen, we talked about last week about the gap that's in the church, and we talked about it with our young people. So let's get into that now. Can that gap be closed up? Can we mend the broken heart? Guess that's a good way to ask that question.
You can mend the broken heart. You know what I'm saying? But you know what I'm saying? The older generation is gonna have to, you know, to come up out of there. You know what I'm saying? Their religious, you know what I'm saying, way. You know what I mean? Because if they stay in their religious way, you know, the young folks ain't gonna wanna, you know what I'm saying, you know, even cooperate with, won't even, you know what I mean? don't even want to hear what they got to say. You know what I mean? But you just gonna have to come out of their religious way. You know what I mean? And show that same love, man. Show that same love. You know what I'm saying? God show everybody else.
So when you say that religious way, I'm gonna say that I'm one of those older pastors or seasoned pastors, as they call themselves, or bishops or whatever they want to get their titles. No disrespect to the real men and women of God out there, you know. But some of them too look down their nose at folks and young people. What would you say to them when you say their religious kind of way? Is it, you know, something similar to what I just said too? You looking down your nose at folks and thinking you're so high and mighty, and you know, thinking you on a different level, and you get to treat people. Okay, go ahead. Let you say.
You know, you get to a higher level in the body. You know, what I mean, you can treat everybody you want, you know, how you want to treat them. You know what I mean? You're talking about them. You know what I'm saying? In your sermons, you know, having them and have their life. You know what I'm saying? What's going on in their life in your sermon? That's gonna make them run away from the church instead of coming to church. They're gonna run away from the church because you treating them like they beneath you.
My,
you know what I mean?
God.
What if God did you the same way? How would you feel? How would your life be right now if God looked at you like, he's beneath you?
Wow.
You're gonna make these people run away. Point blank. Because God sees you the same way. But
Yeah, well, we are definitely beneath God, so you know, and He don't even treat us that way. So you're absolutely correct on that. Wow.
You know, we are beneath God, but God don't treat us like we're beneath
Him. Absolutely.
He treats us as equal. He loves us equally. It don't matter if you're black, white, purple, green. God still loves you equally. Everybody.
That's right.
Because
that's
you
right.
are an apostle or a bishop or a high-ranked bishop, you know what I mean? Nobody's beneath you. Nobody's in your congregation. Not even the younger people. Just because they don't have your title, they're not beneath you. You know what I'm saying? Because you're supposed to love people just like God loves you equally.
Amen to that now. Amen to that. So with God's house being closed and with everything going on with the coronavirus, a lot of worship has started taking place in the parking lot. As a young man of God, what is your perspective on that?
I mean, parking lot, you know, is a step out of the church, out of that building. But my perspective is that God just don't want you to stand in the parking lot. He wants you to go out, get away from the building. You get out your parking lot, walk around the community, get inside your community. Because just standing in the parking lot is almost basically just like standing in the building.
Absolutely. You're absolutely correct. I view that the same way. I actually we talked about this last week. With everything that's going on in the land today, with the church still being so active, do you feel that we've had a chance to hear what God was trying to tell us and to see what God was trying to show us when we never stood still? When he told us to go up in the house, and do you think that a week or two to go in the house and then, okay, I got an idea, let's do church in the parking lot. do you think that we were being obedient, or were we just still doing our own thing the way we want to do it? In other words, leaning to our own understanding.
I say we are being disobedient, because God said go in the house. That means go in the house means go in the house, seek his face, and listen to his instructions. Because if you can't listen to God's instructions, you missed them. You missed them. God chose to go in the house for a reason. And that's to seek his face and listen to his instructions. Wait and listen to his instructions. So if you waited and God already told you what to do, that's, you should be out there doing it right now or whenever. But if you not, if you did not be obedient and stay in the house, so you don't know what you got to do, you lost right now.
Exactly. You don't know what your special assignment is about to be.
Exactly.
That's good.
Your obedience is somebody's deliverance.
Say that again, brother.
So, your obedience is somebody's deliverance.
Amen. Glory
to
God.
You're not being obedient. Guess what? Somebody's still going through.
My. That's good. Because, you know, you saying that, you know, I just pulled the scripture up, and it's just perfect. Proverbs 3:5-6. I'm going to read from the New Living Translation. It says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. That means that you got to totally trust in him and have faith in what he's about to say. And lean not into thine own understanding. That's not you listening to you, but you listening to God. And in all thy ways, acknowledge him. Father God, I hear you. I trust you, Lord. Jesus, Holy Spirit, do your ways. Order my steps, because it says, and he shall direct thy path. So you just heard the minister say, you don't even know what you're supposed to be getting ready to do. God finna send you out. You don't know where you're going, what you're about to do, because you didn't be still and listen. My God. That's good, because we on the same page, because that's perfect, you know, and I feel that so deep in my spirit that, you know, we didn't take the time, and we've been so distant. We're supposed to be, you know what I'm saying, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. We've been many lords and gods, you know what I'm saying, ain't got no faith, you know what I'm saying, and don't even understand what baptism is no more. You know, we done put so many gods before the Heavenly Father. He's saying, you should have no other God before me. You know what I'm saying? I'm a jealous God. And we got so many things going on. My Lord, help us, Lord. So what is it that we need to be doing right now to fix this and to bridge that gap?
We should be, I mean, it's simple. It's simple. You know what I mean? We all need to come together, all ages. You know what I mean? Whether you're old generation, whether you're new generation. I think both generations, we should come together and be one. Be one, have one understanding. You know what I mean? One togetherness, we have to come together, you know what I mean? Because if we separated, you know what I mean, the body of Christ is going to be flip-flop. That's going to make God do a shaking. When God do a shaking, you ain't rooted. It's out of here. But we all need to come together. We all need to come together, new generation, old generation. If we come together, we can impact this nation. Whole nation. The world, right now, the world ain't, you know what I'm saying, waiting on, you know, what the president gonna do, you know what I'm saying, what the, you know, other government officials gonna do. Deep down inside in their soul, they wait on the church to do what they supposed to do. And if we come together, old generation, new generation, we can make that impact. We just got to have one understanding.
Amen. Amen. And we've talked about that on this podcast. We really have, because that's right. it has to take place, because that would be breaking chains. We have to break chains and release them from the imprisonment of Satan, you know, and put them on the right path. And, you know, and that's what's something that's going on right now. I think that, here's something else. The way that you were on the podcast with us last week, and you see how things get a little turned up and radical here. Do you think that we already know that it does, but our young people and young generation understands, do they understand that type of delivery and understand the type of language that we bring forth to them and make them want to listen and understand more?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Because the younger generation is looking for, like I said, you know, so when I first came on, the younger generation is looking for truth, not necessarily candy coated. They want raw truth. You know what I mean? Once they get that raw truth, that's the only way they can understand, if you be straightforward with them. You know what I mean? And not candy coating these sermons. You got to keep it real with the young folks, because the younger generation can tell, you know what I mean, you know, oh, he just candy coating this thing, man. You know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to hear nothing candy. I ain't trying to hear that. They don't want nothing tickling their ears. They want something that's going to hit their soul, that's going to hit their heart. And if you ain't bringing that type of, you know what I'm saying, message, they're going to take off on you. They're going to leave you. Because they don't want nothing tickling their ear. They want that kind of message that's going to pierce through their soul. That's real. That's why I think this ministry right here, this is the type of ministry that young folks want to hear. This is the type of message that young folks want to hear. Nothing against, you know, the older generation. Nothing against that. But this is a new age, a new time, and a new generation. And if you ain't bringing it, they ain't trying to hear it. They ain't trying to hear it. They want something real.
Amen to that. Amen to that. Wow. So, and man, we thank you for coming on tonight. We're going to take some questions and some comments and statements from a couple of our listeners that are hanging on, been listening, and you open to some questions and statements for you tonight.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, we definitely thank you for coming on tonight, man, sharing your life story, your testimony, and we pray that you have broken some chains and some homes tonight and some lives tonight all throughout the land that are listening, that will listen to the archive show, that you touch someone's heart and soul. And we thank God for that, man. I want everybody to hang on. We come back. We're going to open up the lines and take some statements, questions, and we're going to get ready to wrap this show up. It's a special assignment. Minister Shamar Ellaby is our special guest tonight. The minister and the pastor of Royal Bloodline Ministries, get ready. He's about to step out. We about to go to the next level. We about to do some mighty, mighty the work of God together. Man, we about to move throughout the land. We about to break some chains. Get ready for us. We about to do it. We got our full armor of God on, too. So step back, Satan. We on our way. Hang on. 2 Samuel right here on YAT Radio and Breaking Chains.
Jesus, the antidote. Christ, blind man don't need light. A fruit like a cantaloupe. God give a vision, a telescope. I'ma go reach a whole lot of folks. I was in the world, now I'm out that boat. Scripture tucked in my heart, so I keep a quote. Like real rap, no fiction. No John the Vulture, Pope fiction. I made it cool to be a Christian. See, I made it cool to be a Christian. I'm swagging, I'm dripping, I'm saucing. Spectacular, my God, amazing. He doing a miraculous. Look where he brought me from. You see where he taking me? Hey, I got the antidote. Medicating these streets. I be meditating like a priest. Recipe like me Louise. Shepherd leading these sheep. I got a lot of work to do. I barely get time to sleep. Why be juggling 3 jobs at least? Like being a husband, I'm being a father. Can't forget about being an artist and reaching my Pacific target. It's a gift being light in the darkness. When I messed up, he loved me regardless. When I messed up, he loved me regardless. Hey, we all mess up.
Yeah.
I got the antidote.
I got it.
He got the antidote.
Yeah.
We got the antidote. Hey, Jesus, the antidote.
Yeah.
Blind man don't need light. A blind man just needs sight.
Yeah.
I got the antidote. My cousin the plug, but ain't selling dope. I gave it all up, that should give you hope. Walk a thin line, call it tightrope. Ain't no word, it got up like a gyro. This zeal here for real. Determined to dispatch a diligence. I'm from the hood, face card good. So all my people go be feeling it. Misunderstood, you'll be all out. But don't let they keep you from the altar. I'm just trying to be the best me. With no time to kick it like Jet Li. I ain't preaching to the choir, I'm preaching to the street. Microphone check, 1, 2, 3. Gotta have a passion, wanna be like Jesus. I can't take the credit, this is not a visa. I am just a student, therefore he's the teacher. Always in the game, never in the bleachers. Got a lot of fans, even more cheerleaders. I can't take the credit, this is not a visa. Always in the game, never in the bleachers. Got a lot of fans, even more cheerleaders. Even more. I got the antidote. He got the antidote. We got the antidote. Hey, Jesus, the antidote. Christ, blind man don't need light. A blind man just needs sight. And I got the antidote.
I got it.
I got it.
I got it.
We made it cool to be a Christian. Hey, welcome back to Breaking Chains, YAT Radio Special Assignment. That's my man, Second Samuel. You can check him out on the Williams Group, the Williams Music Group, Antidote. Check him out on all digital outlets. I made it cool to be a Christian. I'm swagging. I'm dripping. Okay, check it out. Hey, check this out. Jesus got the antidote. Jesus is the antidote for any situation. No matter what you're going through, just call on the name of Jesus. He is the antidote. I don't care what it is. You heard the song, Jesus is the antidote. You know what I'm saying? Perfect song right now for coronavirus. Just pray in the name of Jesus over these people. You understand? You got to have faith. You got to have belief. No matter what you're going through. Listen, we talked about this on the ad too. You know what I'm saying? It's all about you. Where your faith lie. Who you have trust in. What you going to believe in. Jesus is our antidote. Amen. God bless you. Welcome back to the show. Minister Shamar Ellaby is our special guest tonight, Pastor Royal Bloodline. And you hear what I call him, the pastor, because that's his ministry. That's what God gave him. And, you know, he's an upcoming minister in the ministry, giving his life over to Christ. He gave his life over and accepted Jesus as his Lord and Savior. And God has blessed him with his own ministry. And you know what I'm saying? When you over a ministry, see, one thing about it is when God gives you a ministry, that means that he has made you a pastor. And you got somewhere to go and something to do. So let's get in it. So, brother, we finna open up the phone lines and let's open it up. And your first question going to come in statement, whatever she had to say, is from your auntie. God bless you. Good evening, Evangelist Kathy. How are you this evening, ma'am? Do you have anything to say to your nephew tonight?
Yeah, peace, brother. I'm enjoying it. I'm really enjoying it. that's something that runs in our family. You know, ministry, you know, dates back to great-great-grandfather. So that's always been a part of a linkage in our family. And I guess my question to you, Shamar, you know, have you really, really, really dedicated to your ministry?
Yes.
Have
very
you really dedicated all your all to your ministry?
Yes, ma'am.
And how do you know?
Really, I know, you know, because God told me. You know, God told me, he's like, look, this is what I want you to do. He gave me instructions, and I'm doing it. I'm being obedient. So I know, you know what I mean? This is what I'm supposed to do. This is why I'm this dedicated, because he gave it to me.
Okay. You know, I support you 100%. I always support you. I enjoy listening to your wisdom that God has given you. And I hope you continue to go in that way where the Lord have you to do in your ministry. And I'll be to see you and visit you.
That's why I love you. That's why I love you. But you know what I'm saying? And hands down, all this wisdom was because I watched you. I watched you throughout my whole younger years. You would drop a little nugget here and there. You know what I'm saying? And that time you probably said, so I wasn't listening. But I was listening. I'm listening.
Mm-hmm. I see.
You know what I mean?
God bless you, son. God bless you. You know, I'm proud of you. I'm really, really, really proud of you. And I just called your grandmother and let her know you was being interviewed. You know, she's always excited. But we ain't going to hold the show up talking about that. proud of you, nephew.
Thank you.
Love you, too.
Amen. Breaking chains, I tell you. All right. Thank you for that, Evangelist Kathy. God bless you. We love you much here. Let's see. We got Apostle Gant. God bless you, sir. Good evening. Welcome to the show. You got any questions, statements, anything, comments for Minister Shamar Ellaby, sir? Apostle Gant? Okay. Well, is he on mute?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Hello, can you hear me now?
Yeah, Apostle.
Glory to God. Glory to God. You know, I'm fascinated with the will of God. You know, in our lives, you know. And you know me being a believer of divine destiny. I believe that we are preordained and pre-coordinated to to do certain things in our lives. And when looking at this young man's life, you know, we see the intervening hand of God. And I wanted to, you know, I wanted to ask if the young man would explain to us, you know, if he wasn't in Christ right now, what do he feel his life would be like? Or do he feel like he was predestinated to be at this position at this time in his life to reach the lost in Christ?
Well, I believe I was predestined, but if I wouldn't pay attention to God, I would be either in prison or dead.
Amen. I see. Amen.
I think so. So deep down in my heart, I was predestined for a time like this right here. But like I said, if I didn't listen, if I didn't pay attention and listen to God and pay attention to the signs, I would be in jail for the rest of my life, or I'd be in the cemetery. We're going to keep it real like that.
Okay. Okay. Well, I guess that's that there's Apostle Gaines, you have anything else for the young minister? Give him some words of encouragement, Apostle.
Oh, glory to God. Oh, yes. I thank God for you. I thank God for you. I thank God, as I'm paying attention to the movement of God, I'm seeing more and more young men and young women that are making that same commitment to God, that are coming out of the world, coming out of the what we call the world, from a church terminology. We're seeing a lot more of that. We're seeing a lot more of our young people that are coming out, and God is doing a new thing. I believe that this revolution, this evolution revolution, what I call it now, is it's going to be our youth that's going to take charge of it. Just like back in the 60s in Dr. King them day, it was our youth that did all those things, that enabled King, that enabled Malcolm to be able to do the things that they achieved, because our young people were the one with the catalyst behind it.
All right, well, it's been a great show. Minister Shamar, we enjoyed having you on tonight, and it's been great.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
We're gonna keep you lifted, brother. We welcome you to the Break Your Chains family. Man, we welcome you and open the doors to you, and let's break these chains, man, and change lives all throughout the land, and let's do God's work. God bless you, young man. Anything you want to say, your final comments to the people out there?
Hey, all I got to say is seek God, draw to God, and God will draw to you. That's it. Simple.
Amen, amen. Well, I tell you what, it's been a joy and it's been a blessing, man. Thank you for coming on Breaking Chains with us tonight. We look forward to having you on when you can join us throughout the week. Don't forget, I know you'll be on with us this Thursday for the Men of Valor and Brothers Talking. So we look forward to that. So everybody, be on the lookout for the Royal Bloodline coming out with the clothing line and the ministry, everything going to be hitting the streets soon. So God bless everybody for listening. Minister Shamar, can you pray us out, please?
Father God, we thank you, Father God, for this glorious day, Father God. Father God, we thank you for your love. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace, God. God, we thank you, Father God, just for being God, Father God. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you for your son, Father God. We thank you for your for your forgiveness, Father God. Hallelujah, Father God. We pray this today, many hearts was touched, Father God. Father God, we pray that people, that many chains was broken, Father God. Hallelujah. Father God, we know you love us, Father God. We know you love us, and we love you, Father God. Protect us, bring your heart home and evil, Father God, and protect those that's out there in these streets right now, Father God. Protect the drug dealers, Father God. Protect the prostitutes, Father God. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, protect the young folks, Father God. Let no hurt, harm, and evil, Father God, come near them, Father God. Hallelujah. in the name of Jesus Christ. We give the devil his eviction notice. Devil, you're out of here. You're out of here, devil. You will not touch the children of God. You will not touch God's children no more, Father God. The devil, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you. We thank you for tonight. We love you. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. God bless you all throughout the land. We thank you for turning on tonight. Don't forget to check us out tomorrow night with Dr. Lavert Kemp with History Talk right here on YAT Radio, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Tune in and learn about who you are and whose you are. Be tomorrow night. Have yourself a wonderful, blessed night. Be safe out there. We love you. Breaking Chains. Have yourself a wonderful night. Be blessed.
God bless, and thanks for listening to Breaking Chains on YAT Radio. Listen every night as we live stream on www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio. Or call in live 858-357-9137. Breaking Chains on YAT Radio. Leaving a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.
Thanks for turning us on this evening. Just know we are here to assist you in recovering your light from back from the darkness. Speak the Truth with Young Adults Talk Live, a ministry for the people of God. So let's join together and recover what's ours. God bless you from the Young Adults Talk family.